Hi everyone and welcome to the PG Pod. The Pod is a great little hangout where your course leaders are going to chat through all things to do with teacher training. We hope you'll enjoy squeezing into the pod with us and our guests, and we'd love to hear from you if there's anyone in particular that you'd like us to have a chat with, or maybe there's a topic of interest. It could be to do with your training, teaching of a particular subject, maybe you want to hear from an NQT or a head teacher. We're really fortunate that we work with a number of great schools and we've got some interesting people across the region that we can talk to help you to get the very most out of this year. Today, I'm really pleased to be catching up with a good friend of mine, Tom Vickers, who is a senior leader in school, a class teacher, a PE specialist, and a really experienced mentor. He's so good at mentoring, in fact, his school has ended up appointing most of the trainees that have joined him during the year. Tom is based in a large primary school in Rotherham and is one of those teachers that makes you wish you were a child again. Okay, so welcome, Tom. Can you start by telling me a little bit about your school and why it's a great place to train teachers?
So, Craggs is a large two-form entry primary school. We're on the outskirts of Rotherham. We have approximately 453 children from age 2 to 11 years old. I think the best thing for me about coming to work each day is great kids and some really great mates. You know, it's a real pleasure and it makes it a lot easier to come into work every day when you like the people you work with and you've got a good relationship with them.
Fantastic. So for a lot of our trainees, they're going into school for the first time on Monday. Some of our school director have been in for a little while, but all of them are about to start their assess block. Can you tell me a little bit about why you would choose to be a mentor and what schools get out of mentoring trainees?
I started off as a normal classroom mentor and I've helped out with the PE and stuff. So my role has grown into being the iTech, so kind of coordinating the students and overseeing the class teachers do that. But as my role has changed through the years, I will still maintain that I do think we as a school get more out of the students than they do from us, to be honest. I mean, the beauty of, a fresh set of eyes, a new set of opinions and a new way of looking at things helps us, helps me, helps the school address any problems, and a new set of eyes coming in, with no preconceived ideas, potentially can say, I like that, I don't like that. And, the solution they bring is, have you tried this? I've been at this game for 10 years now. So, new things are coming around all the time. The guys coming out of uni, are bringing these ideas to the table and they're sharing it with us, old hats. So sometimes it's really good to get people's opinions and implement these new things as well.
Oh, that's nice to hear, because I think as a trainee, sometimes you're putting a lot of people out and not sure what your contribution is, but it's nice to hear that, I think.
Yeah.
So this weekend, people be getting ready and they're wanting to make a good impression. Can you tell me a little bit about, give me some advice, I guess, about what to prepare, what to put in my bag before I head off to school?
I think use your time this evening, use your Friday night, and then it doesn't impact on your weekend. Your weekend is so important. I think if you're going to pack your bag and you want to get ready tonight, if you're one of those last minute on a Sunday night, stick a decent pen in there. Always, come into a school with an open mind. Any paperwork that you've told them to bring, Sarah, your up-to-date DBS is important, or school won't let you through the door. We ask that they bring another form of ID, your passport or your driving licence, just to have on file with your address on. Don't forget your car keys if you've got a car. Maybe invest in a good water bottle over the weekend. Fruit or snacks, dinner. So, it might sound really trivial, bringing a dinner in a box, but potentially, I don't know what other schools have facility-wise, so they might have one microwave. All the school might be on dinner at the same time, so it might be a big queue. They might not potentially get any food if time is tight. And I personally, I bring a spare pair of socks. I have a spare pair of socks in my drawer because there's nothing worse for me than having wet feet all day after being on the gates all morning, meeting and greeting parents. That's an important part of my day. It lets us, you know, deal with any issues, you know, before they come through the door. But unfortunately, even with a massive umbrella, you can't keep your feet dry in a pair of trainers.
Yeah, good call. So when you go into the staff room for the first time, I know when I'm visiting schools, they're all different, aren't they? But in terms of tea and coffee, what's the normal arrangement? Can I just go and get tucked in, or do schools collect money, or how does that usually work in school?
Well, every school I've been into is different. I mean, some people are very precious about their tea, coffee and milk, whether it's got gold in it or something, I don't know. Some staff like to write their name on their milk. It's very precious, and it's, you know, calculated and measured for 5 days of the week. You know, if you are a tea or a coffee drinker, you know, pick some up from a shop and take it. You know, it's nice to, you know, potentially share it with your new team or your new colleagues. You know, offer to make them a cup of tea. You know, that always goes down well with me. But, you know, be very careful, because some people will have counted their tea bags close of play today, so they'll know how many there are on Monday, and then there'll be a man on if you are the phantom tea bag stealer next week. So be careful.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a bit crazy how precious some people can be. I guess it's always better just to ask, isn't it? And see how you're going.
Yeah, you know, you don't want to be upsetting somebody on your first day over a tea bag, do you?
You don't, no. So in terms of dress, most students are going into a Key Stage 1 class. So they're going to be sat on the mat sometimes. They're going to be, you know, leaning over small tables and things like that. Any advice, any thoughts about how to dress for your first day to make the right impression?
I think going down a formal route, you know, so for the gentleman wearing a shirt and a tie, you know, don't be afraid to give your shirt an iron. Trousers, I know it's quite trendy to wear tight trousers, but I made that faux pas a few weeks ago and completely split them when I bent down to speak to a foundation stage child, so that was a little bit embarrassing. For the ladies, you know, again, you know, smart again, you know, cover yourself up, keep your modesty, maintain your professionalism throughout, but, you know, wear something that's, you know, it's going to be comfortable and practical for the day. I wouldn't necessarily bring your PE kit on the first day, but, you know, stick a pair of shorts, T-shirt, a pair of trainers, some active wear in your bag. I know different schools have got different activities that they offer through the day, so you don't really be wanting going out doing a daily mile in a three-piece suit. So maybe a waterproof coat as well if you're going to be outside as well. But be prepared to do kind of anything on your first day. You know, getting stuck in is probably my best piece of advice. Getting to know your class, because, you know, at the end of the day, in a few weeks, you are going to be their class teacher. So, make your way around, introduce yourself, smile. You know, it's a big thing. Sometimes a smile is underrated, because sometimes people don't have a smile. So that could be a good way in. But, you know, just immerse yourself in it. You know, there's no finer end than the deep end, so kind of throw yourself in there. Ask the teaching assistant if they've got any jobs you want doing, if you want to do any small group work. But like you say, you've got to kind of jump in with two feet. You don't want to be standoffish. You only get one chance to make that first impression as well. So, and I personally, on Monday, I'll be wearing a shirt and tie. I like to be smart and formal on that first day when I do the induction and the tour with the students. So, you know, it works both ways. You know, I want to set a good opinion of myself and my school. So ideally, you know, the students want to do that themselves also.
That's great. Have you got any other advice about how to kind of get yourself settled into the school, get to know your class? Any other thoughts?
In terms of little bits of advice, don't park in the space outside that says head in it. Again, tea bags are upsetting people and really not what you want to do on your first day. But like I say, it's all about, for me, is getting yourself immersed in it. You know, in the past, I've done an induction and a tour. I've put a student in a classroom, left them to it. An hour or so later, I've gone and checked, and sometimes they're in the same spot. They haven't moved. You know, and then when I go and catch up with the class teacher at the end of the day, how they got on, they've not really moved, not really done anything. You know, don't go in shouting and singing, you know, do it at your own pace. But you know, in a few weeks, you are going to be in charge. You are going to be that, you know, that class teacher in that room. So you know, finding that kind of balance between going in and making yourself known, making yourself aware, making yourself available for help. I just think, you know, really important. You know, ask questions. You know, you're there as a, you know, to learn these first few weeks. And collect as much information, you know, as you can that's going to help you with teaching of the class, you know, doing any university work which is based on your placement, and, you know, offer to help at after-school clubs and things if that's something that you can do. If you've got a skill or a specialism, find out how that can be incorporated. You know, I think, you know, the biggest testament to last year's PG ones are they're both now employed at our school, that, you know, they've completed their NQT year. So, you know, if you make a good impression on your first placement, you know, you are remembered. You know, if you are a strong trainee, schools will remember, you know, when they're looking for jobs, you know, you are then just a phone call away. You know, if you make a good impression and, you know, you have made an impact while you're there, that potentially can lead to employment. So, you know, don't take that opportunity for granted that you are, you know, selling yourself while you're on placement also.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I know for a lot of trainees, they've got things going on. They're looking at their focus children, they're, you know, doing their talk episodes, those sorts of things when they're in school. But how important do you think it is for trainees to get in the staff room at lunchtime and things?
Yeah, I mean, you know, don't wrap yourself in a bubble that if you're in year one, you're just going to speak to year one teachers. You know, what I like to arrange for students is I like to get them around school observing, whether that be literacy, numeracy, PE, phonics. You know, there is more to a school than that one classroom that you're in. You know, there's a lot more goes on a daily basis. So, you know, don't just limit yourself to walking in. Speak to everybody. You know, schools have got 40, 50 staff. You know, you're not expected to get to know all of them, but if you can, like I said, relationships are so important. You know, speak to parents, speak to staff. You know, don't just follow your class teacher around like the shadow. You know, take some independence of some things, and just, you know, just get involved as much as possible. But I think, you know, the flip side of that, yes, you have got work to do, but be smart when you're doing that work. You know, you don't want to be still sat at school. We've got a bell that now goes off at 5:45, so you've got to be out of the building. But, you know, don't let it take over your life. You've still got to have a life at the same time. If you swim, run, cycle, dance, make time in the week or the weekend to do things, you know, see your friends. You know, don't change your life because you're a teacher. You know, teaching doesn't dictate your life. You know, you've still got to have that balance, you know, for your own headspace, for your own well-being, you know, and you know, keep that time as precious time, but also find that balance between doing all the work you need to do and, you know, being the person you are outside of school as well.
Yeah, that's great advice. Makes complete sense. So finally, Tom, I know that students go into school and other teachers will joke to them and say, save yourself, get yourself out of here, you don't want this lifestyle. But if I was sat in your staff room listening to the teachers in your school, what sort of things would they be saying about teaching profession? Like, what are the things that I can look forward to?
I've used this word before. I think, you know, the impact of what you do is important. You know, whether that be a smile, it might be a skill, it might be a child reading, it might be an intervention you put in place. But I think the biggest beauty of teaching is that no 2 days are ever the same. Like I've said to you before, my role is very varied across school, and I wouldn't change that. You know, I'm very privileged that I know every child in school. I know most of the parents. And you can't underestimate the value of relationships, you know, and friendships you make with other members of staff. You know, it's a bit cliche, but, you know, working in a family environment where everyone looks out for each other, everyone has a laugh, it does make coming to work, you know, a pleasure. You know, daily challenges are easy if you've got someone to, you know, offload on, you know, whether that be a shoulder to cry on or, you know, just somebody to just say, you all right, you're having a good day, who just checks up on you. It's that caring ethos that, you know, that everybody has. You know, you're a team at the end of the day. And I think, you know, like we've done now, because, you know, I'm 10 years into doing this job now, but, you know, our younger teachers, you know, they're always bringing, you know, new ideas and new things to the table. And I think having a, you know, a very level playing field of, you know, we don't have a, you know, there's no hierarchy, and that everybody is valued as part of a team, you know, and that team works together to achieve a common goal as well. So I think being yourself first and foremost, and enjoying what you do is huge for me. If you don't enjoy what you do, you know, potentially it's not for you. You know, I think if, you know, you are having, I mean, I know this sounds negative, but if you are thinking 3 weeks in, oh my God, this is getting too much for me, you know, speak to your mentor, you know, speak to your ITEC in the school, you know, let's look at putting some things in place to help you rather than floundering and sinking. You know, use the support network around you to help you through if you are finding it difficult.
Yeah, absolutely. Well.
You know, that's I think that's really important that, you know, you do sound it out with somebody before. If you are thinking, you know, it's getting too much for you, or you're getting too immersed in something, then, you know, you use those people around you, because, you know, we are here to help at the end of the day.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great advice. Well, thank you so much, Tom, taking time out of your busy day. And I hope you enjoy meeting your two trainees that are joining you on Monday.
Yeah, very much so. We'll see. We'll see. I'm excited. I mean, the children are excited. The teachers are excited. So yeah, it's all, and Christmas and the run up to Christmas is always very interesting in a primary school.
Oh yeah, great time of year.
So yeah, like I said, fully immersing yourself in the Christmas. You know, tinselling your hair every day in December, and that, you know, big cheesy grin throughout.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Tom.
Right. Thank you, Sarah.
I hope you've enjoyed this podcast, and on behalf of the PG team, I'd like to wish you all the very best in the coming week, and we look forward to seeing you all soon.